Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Baltimore, engineers are focused on the daunting task of removing the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge from the Patapsco River. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilraith says salvage crews will need to break the broken bridge parts into even smaller pieces to lift them out of the water.
Even after that initial lift takes place, there still needs to be an understanding of what forms of adjustments have happened. How has lifting that one piece and begin the removal process, how does that impact the remainder of the bridge that still sits inside of the bay?
7 floating cranes, 10 tugboats, and 9 barges are at the scene, and divers are still searching for the bodies of 4 construction workers missing in the water. 6 people died when the cargo ship, laden with containers, hit a bridge pier this week. Clearing the river will allow officials to reopen the economically vital port of Baltimore. A Russian court has ordered a journalist who covered the trials of the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny held in jail for 2 months pending charges of extremism. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow on the journalist who provided key details about Navalny's condition before his death in a remote prison colony last month.
Antonina Favorskaya has continued to work as a photo and video journalist for the independent Sota News Service, despite heavy media restrictions in Russia. Authorities now accuse her of supporting the banned extremist political operations of the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny, a charge that carries up to 6 years in prison. In court, Favorskaya said she was being persecuted for materials she wrote alleging Navalny had been tortured in prison. Favorskaya also filmed Navalny's now famous last appearance at a court hearing by video link from an Arctic penal colony in February. At the time, Navalny appeared lively and in good spirits. He died the next day under circumstances that remain unclear. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Tomorrow is election day in cities, towns, and villages across Turkey, and the highest-profile race is the contest for the mayor's job in Istanbul. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Turkey's president is hoping to reverse his party's surprising loss to an opposition candidate 5 years ago.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's ruling AK party was rocked in 2019 as the opposition swept mayoral elections in Turkey's 3 largest cities, Istanbul, Ankara, and Izmir. This year, Erdogan is determined to retake Istanbul, not least because he himself was the city's mayor early in his political career. Polls have shown incumbent mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu in the lead. Critics say he has few accomplishments, but his supporters say he's done a good job despite being shortchanged on national funding his predecessors enjoyed. The ruling party candidate is a former cabinet minister who's run a relatively low-profile campaign. Results could be announced Sunday night. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. AT&T has started notifying millions of current and former customers about the theft of personal data recently discovered online. The telecommunications giant says a data set found on the dark web contains information including social security numbers and birth dates for more than 7 million current account holders and more than 65 million former ones. The company says it's already reset the passcodes of the current users. The compromised data is from 2019 or earlier and doesn't appear to include financial information or call history. AT&T also says it isn't clear if the stolen data originated from them or from a vendor. Charges have been filed against the driver of a truck that collided with a school bus in Texas last week. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
Authorities have charged the driver of a vehicle involved in the fatal crash last week with a school bus with criminally negligent homicide. One pre-kindergarten child was killed along with the driver of another vehicle near Bastrop in central Texas. 42-year-old Jerry Hernandez told a DPS investigator he had smoked marijuana the night before the crash, got only 3 hours sleep, and used cocaine before going to work, according to the Austin American-Statesman. A total of 51 people, including the bus driver, were injured in the accident. The bus was returning from a field trip to the Bastrop Zoo. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Industry watchers say now that spring travel is underway, watch for those gas prices to rise. The national average is now $3.53 for a gallon of regular, 24 cents more than a month ago. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.